Track 9 and our final couple of tracks of news stories. We've already heard about developments in the Market Walk area causing some frustrations, and there is growing frustration at the closure of public toilets in Newton Abbot. The toilets in Market Walk have closed as work to rejuvenate Newton Abbot's Market Hall gets underway. Looked after by Teignbridge District Council, TDC, the toilets will be closed until the redevelopment of Market Hall is complete, which is likely to be the middle of 2026, which is an awful long time to wait. TDC maintain 4 other public toilets in the town, with Newton Abbot Town Council taking responsibility for the toilets on Newfoundland Way. The sign outside Market Walk directs the public to toilets at Cricket Field Road. There have been calls for temporary toilets to be put in place, although there's no indication that TDC plan to do so. The council have been approached for comment.
A ditto tale this Christmas. Fans of Dawlish Dittos are in for a festive treat this year with the launch of a Christmas story trail. A yet-to-be-confirmed number of the ditto houses in the centre of Dawlish will feature different chapters of the Christmas story for visitors to follow. Since launching in 2023, the Dawlish Ditto Trail launched has proved popular across generations and captured the imaginations of all ages. Dittos are cheerful and hard-working small creatures who take care of the town of Dawlish by helping to look after the wildlife and recycle things that humans leave behind. The pair that brought the Dittos to life are brother and sister David Hardy and Diana Townsend. The mystical creatures had featured in stories David had told his children and his nephews and nieces when they were young. Then, when David was recovering from a serious illness during lockdown, Diana encouraged him to build houses for the Dittos to keep him occupied. David is a talented craftsman and had previously made models and figures for miniature villages across the UK. David embraced the project and, as the intricately carved houses took over their home, his family suggested they might make a special trail for tourists to follow around Dawlish. The Ditto Trail Christmas story is written by Diana, who is an accomplished author and screenwriter. She has already written a 3-book series about the Dittos. The first book in the trilogy, The Captain of the Black Swan, won first prize in the Bookfest Juvenile Fiction Competition.
Playground Fun raises cash for school. Children at a Newton Abbot Primary School have raised more than £1,000 by running laps of their playground. The youngsters at All Saints Marsh C of E Academy took part in a fun run hosted by the PTFA that brought the whole school community together. Students ran sponsored laps around the playground, with all funds raised going towards the PTFA, which supports extracurricular activities, events and special treats for the pupils. The children collectively ran a grand total of 43.7 miles, which is the equivalent of 842 laps. Each of the school's classes showed their spirit in different ways. The Templar class running the furthest, Courtney class cheering the loudest, and Ford class winning the award for the best overall effort. Proud head teacher Liam O'Sullivan said, "The fun run was a wonderful demonstration of our school values of perseverance and courage. It was inspiring to see our pupils give their best effort, encouraging each other and running with determination. We are incredibly proud of their hard work and grateful for our supportive community who came out to cheer, watch and sponsor the event. A huge thank you to all the friends and family who helped make this such a success."
Simply Green is simply the best. A Newton Abbot estate agent has been named best in the county at an industry award ceremony. Simply Green estate agents were not only named the best in Devon, but the Newton Abbot estate agents also bagged gold in the sales category of this year's ESTAS Customer Service Awards. Director of Simply Green, Steve Green, said, "To be nominated was great. To beat last year's silver and get gold was massive. and then the extra juicy bonus was winning the best in county. The awards are somewhat unique in that there are no judges and no submissions, rather results are based purely on verified customer reviews. Phil Spencer hosted the 21st award ceremony, which was held at the Grosvenor House Hotel in London on Friday, October the 18th. Steve travelled to the capital with colleagues Dave Whale and Dominic Unge. The awards saw 1,200 of the UK's top agents, conveyancers, mortgage brokers and suppliers gathered together under one roof.
Wellbeing board to be installed at station. A community notice board is to be erected near Tynmouth Railway Station to signpost people to mental health support services. The initiative, which is the brainchild of Tynmouth Town Councillor Dan Comer, aims to provide information about support services to people who may be in distress. Our community has been affected by many suicides over the years, and I feel that having a wellbeing notice board may help limit this and offer someone another option, Dan said. The notice board will include emergency contact numbers for local and national mental health helplines, information about nearby counselling centres and mental health services, tips on managing stress and anxiety, inspirational quotes and messages aimed at boosting morale and promoting positivity, and announcements about upcoming mental health events, workshops and support groups. The board will be installed once permission has been granted by Devon County Council, which owns the grass area outside the station.
Cash grants for shopfront makeovers. Retailers and business owners in Dawlish have just a few months to apply for up to £2,000 each to spruce up the town's shop fronts. The Town Council has successfully bid for government funding to improve access to shop premises and enhance the ground floor frontages. The aim is to improve the appearance of the town's shopping streets. But due to tight timescales, projects funded by the Shop Improvement Grant Scheme have to be completed by December the 31st. Cash is available to freeholders and leaseholders, provided they have at least 5 years remaining on their lease. It is also open to tenants of commercial or community premises with street-facing shop frontages. A spokesman for Dawlish Town Council said, "The appearance of shop fronts significantly affects the character of a town. A well-designed shop front that complements the building's architecture and surrounding area can enhance the overall streetscape, attracting both shoppers and visitors." Dawlish Town Council is administering the scheme in partnership with Teignbridge Council and Government Reclaiming Funds from the UK Shared Prosperity Fund. The aim is to benefit as many businesses as possible. The amount granted may vary based on the number of applications received. Grants can be used for a wide range of improvements, including new shop fronts and fascias, signage and fixed window displays. Other improvements could be new outside and window lighting and suitable awnings. Pedestrian access improvements can be made, but these must be compliant with the Disability Discrimination Act. The grant covers up to 100% of total project costs, up to a maximum of £2,000 per application, with the applicant financing the remainder.